it, Spellman. From crazed hockey fan to arm candy in the same outfit, ain't gonna happen.
Why don't they make a cocktail dress that's low cut in the back with numbers on the front?
You're on your own.
I gotta find something. I mean, these are important clients of Aaron's, and I promised Harvey I'd make it to his game. You know, I'm not the kind of girl who just ditches her friends the minute she gets a boyfriend.
How long are you gonna keep throwing that in my face?
Well, here's your chance to redeem yourself. That's Aaron. Go entertain him for a few minutes.
No problem.
And not by playing, have you ever dated two roommates at the same time?
Oh. Well, I'll come up with something.
I wish I'd picked up my black pants from the dry cleaner.
Just spitballing, but maybe you could work out this seemingly unsolvable conundrum by using a little magic.
Oh, it seems someone's 14-hour power nap paid off. Excellent.
Nice try. Pants $7.
No, it says here they do fur.
Fur? Oh, no, come on. Okay. Not funny. Oh, please. No. Light starch, please.
My friends are gonna kill me. I missed the game, I missed the pizza party.
And you're about to miss a kiss.
Oh, well, I have my priorities.
And I'm sure your friends will understand.
You're right. I mean, these things happen. It's not like it was anyone's fault. It was Aaron's fault.
Hi, Aaron Jacobs. Scapegoat.
An escaped goat? Oh, come on, Sabrina. You can come up with a better excuse than that.
Sadly, no. Look, I'm really sorry, you guys.
Don't worry about it. It was no biggie saving two seats in the front row. You know how sweet and understanding hockey fans are.
No, look, Sabrina's right. It really was my fault. We got stuck at this dumb, boring work thing.
Yeah, we had to meet people at the Four Seasons, and it turned out Adam Sandler was staying there, so we got to go up to his suite, and he was really funny. In a dumb, boring sort of way.
Look, you're not really mad, are you, Kinkle? I mean, what do you play, like 80 games in a season?
Oh, I'm cool. I've got another one tomorrow. And I'm sure I can score the winning goal two games in a row.
Perfect! We'll be there. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
The world, no, but a world premiere, yes. I was going to surprise you with tickets to the Boston Film Festival.
Oh, I've always wanted to... How about Wednesday?
Wednesday, you promised to help me do my hair.
Well, can't Roxy help you?
I'd love to, except I already made plans with you to try that new yoga place, and Harvey's coming with.
Ooh, Wednesday. You know, we got to go to that thing.
Yeah, I'll be there and there and there.
What about me?
And there, so there. Let's say goodnight out there. Morgan on Tuesday. I'll move Roxy to Friday. Oh, Harvey's hockey game. Maybe I'll convince him to take up baseball. I'm wide open in June.
You know, if you're having trouble scheduling, I make a great gal Friday. But I will need Fridays off.
I've got everything perfectly under control. I just need to do a little ugling.
Then you have...
Okay, I've always dreamed of running off and joining the circus, but I never thought that the circus would run off and join me. Would you mind telling me what you're doing here and why I'm dressed like a Russian figure skater?
I've nothing but your interests at heart, mademoiselle. I pitch my tent wherever and whenever I find a witch whose life is seriously out of balance.
Okay, usually I'm the first to beat a metaphor to death, but my life is totally balanced.
Something tells me otherwise.
Well, the only thing I'm trying to balance right now are my friends and my new boyfriend. I gave up on my checkbook years ago.
Well, then, if your life is as in balance as you say, you should have no trouble crossing the tightrope while you juggle these.
The movies, Sabrina.
My hair. Sabrina, yoga tomorrow.
Hockey game.
All right, geez, I get it. Obviously, the French aren't masters of subtlety. But you're crazy if you think I'm going up there on that tightrope. Unless I should happen to find myself 50 feet in the air with no way down.
Maybe I am right. Maybe I am wrong. There is only one way to see.
Great. A foreign double-talking huckster with bad eyes. Well, I'll show you my life's in balance. Prepare to be dazzled.
Okay, not too bad. Hey, I'm actually pretty good. Falling! You know, in my defense, those balls were a little slippery. I mean, Morgan uses tons of moisturizer.
I do not think your slippery friend is the problem.
Okay. You know, maybe my life is a little bit out of balance, but it shouldn't be too hard to fix.
I hope not, because until you make it to the foul platform, Cirque du Sabrina is here to stay.
Okay, nobody likes a show-off. Roxy, Morgan, get out here now. House meeting.
What's going on? I was just having that dream where you're at school and you have to take a test and you realize that you haven't dated the professor.
Okay, look, I can't keep juggling everyone. So, Morgan, you're gonna have to find someone else to help you with your hair. And Roxy, I can't make yoga this week. I know this sounds harsh, but it had to be said.
You couldn't have waited until the morning to say it?
Well, I thought I might get a better night's sleep if I said it now.
Oh, as long as you get a good night's sleep. Are we done here?
Yeah, yeah. Meeting adjourned.
If I have bags under my eyes in the morning, she is so dead.
Well, that was easy.
Nothing is ever that easy.
What if you can fumigate for circus folk?
I can't believe I had to spend the night on the couch just because the stupid circus came to town. Juggling jock insists that my life is out of balance when everything seems perfect.
Mm-hmm. What about Aaron, the jealous boyfriend?
What? Aaron has nothing to be jealous of.
Well, what about your ex-boyfriend always hanging around here?
Harvey, that's ridiculous. He's not always hanging around here.
Hey, Sabrina, I'm out of coffee. You guys got any fresh?
What? We make good coffee.
No guy wants his girlfriend hanging around with her ex. Trust me, I know these things. I'm a man.
Turned into a cat. Turned into a cloud. Oh, kill me now.
You guys got any half and half?
Nope, just chocolate milk.
Even better.
Oh, my. That's just what he said. Oh, my.
Sabrina, tell Morgan how great her hair looks. I mean, once I add the relaxer, the toner, the neutralizer, the hat, which you will never need again with such beautiful hair.
Well, caffeine and chocolate beverage cravings satisfied, I'm out of here. See you, Sabrina. Bye, Roxy. Morgan, you're in my prayers.
He is so sweet.
Yeah, listen, let me ask you something. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but do you think there's any chance that Aaron might be slightly jealous of Harvey?
Yeah. Jeez, even the cat could have told you that.
You know, I'm not gonna take his word for it. I mean, Aaron has never been anything but nice to Harvey.
Don't you ever notice whenever Harvey comes up with a plan, Aaron immediately comes up with a counterplan? Sabrina, I got you surprise film festival tickets. Not too obvious.
Face it, you've got yourself a jealous boyfriend, and unfortunately, jealousy is the worst quality a boyfriend can have, aside from poverty.
Come on, there's no way Aaron is even remotely jealous of Harvey.
Of course I'm jealous of Harvey. Hey, give me a blue one for Perry.
But Harvey's my oldest friend. I've known him for years.
Yeah, and he was your boyfriend for four of them. I mean, what would you say if I kept dragging you off to one of my ex's hockey games?
Well, I'd say, is there something you want to tell me?
Look, Harvey is so far past being an ex, he's a Y.
Look, say what you want. I just don't like having him around. Hey, Perry, give me a red on the three panel.
All right, relationships are about compromise, but this isn't one of those times. Harvey is my friend, and I don't think I want to be with someone who's going to dictate who I see and who I don't. You can't just order me around.
Stand over there, will you?
All right, sure. No. Listen, there's nothing going on between me and Harvey, and if you can't believe that and get over it, then I don't know what else I can say. And I don't know how to get out of here. Thanks, Perry. Turns out my problem wasn't scheduling. My life is out of balance because I have a jealous boyfriend.
Ah, jealousy. It brings nothing but sorrow and bad country western songs.
Well, anyway, I've taken care of it, so I'm ready to... Would a little warning be too much to ask? Hey, Ma, look at me. I'm tightrope walking.
Hey, Sabrina.
Aaron. What? I thought we already settled this.
Hi, Sabrina.
Harvey. Wait!
about?
I do not think the jealous boyfriend is your problem.
Well, then what is?
Me. I'm still in love with you, Sabrina.
Why couldn't I have just gotten a circus with some cotton candy and the occasional rampaging elephant?
Sabrina, what's wrong?
Harvey's still in love with me.
That's fantastic.
What?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. This kind of gossip will keep Morgan distracted for hours. Come on, walk and talk.
Roxy, this is a serious problem.
Okay, I guess having your own personal troll doll also qualifies as a problem, but...
I know you said that I have to wait until you're done, but I have got to look.
Harvey's still in love with Sabrina.
What? Get out. That's unbelievable.
What was I just gonna do? I can't believe I accused Aaron of being consumed by the green-eyed monster when really, he was just being perceptive. Hello? Aaron! Wow, you really are perceptive.
Listen, Sabrina, I'm really sorry about this whole Harvey thing. You were completely right about everything.
Just my luck. I finally found a guy who actually listens to me.
And as proof of my sincerity, I just called Harvey and asked him to join us at the club tonight. He loved the idea.
Color me shocked.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know that I heard what you were saying, and I'm sorry.
You are the greatest boyfriend ever. And I am the worst girlfriend ever. Sabrina, why are you getting so worked up about this? This is Harvey's problem. It's not your fault that he's not over you. Odd, but not your fault.
Good point, Morgan. I mean, is anything ever really anyone's fault?
You guys broke up years ago. You can't control someone's feelings.
You know, you're absolutely right. I have never been anything but completely open and honest with Harvey. I've definitely never let him on.
This isn't my problem. This is Harvey's problem. The circus should be in his room.
As the old saying goes.
Oh, wait, now I remember what I was going to do.
You were going to come with me to find out Harvey's side of the story.
Well, I work on mine.
So you see, there's nothing I can do. I can't stop Harvey from having feelings for me. You know, unless, of course, I get Roxy to do my hair. Would you stop doing that?
You say he cannot change his feelings, but what if he never had these feelings at all?
Oh, that's just crazy circus talk. No, it's not. It's exactly what I need to do. How exactly would I do that?
The feelings that upset you today are connected to those from yesterday. And the day before that. And the day before that.
Look, I'm not still in love with Sabrina. She's a good friend. I care about her a lot, but that's as far as it goes. So what's the damage?
Damage? No damage. Morgan just felt like wearing a scarf.
No. What do we owe?
Oh! And it seems our kinkle truly doth protest too much.
Just good friends, huh? Do you carry around pictures of all your friends?
No. It's just... the last photo of me with all my real teeth. You catch the puck with your face a couple dozen times, you start remembering to wear your mouth guard.
Harvey.
Okay. It was our first Valentine's Day. We were young and at the mall. I had a pocket full of quarters. Give me that.
And the day before that. And the day before that.
It's a good thing I didn't meet Harvey in grade school.
All leading back to the day when that first spark of love was ignited.
Oh, that was my first day at school and the first time I ever saw Harvey. Can I get that on DVD?
The director is still recording his commentary. The question is, what shall we do with this moment?
Well, I'd like to keep it. But if that's what's throwing my life out of balance, I can only imagine what it's doing to Harvey.
Are you positive you want Harvey's feelings for you to disappear?
I don't have any other choice.
Voila. Impressive, no?
Not really. I'm a witch, remember?
Sabrina, wait! You gotta see this. Squeeze my nose.
Does this end any differently than pull my tail?
Oh, heard it. But what you haven't heard is that yours truly scored a date with one of the contortionists.
Oh, just like you to turn my personal tragedy into your romantic opportunity.
Yep, everybody wins.
I won't know if I've won until I find out if Harvey's still love-struck.
Hey, Sabrina. Thought I'd swing by on the way to the club.
Great. Harvey's gonna be there, right? He's gotta be here somewhere. You did invite him, right?
Oh, yeah. And barring a disfiguring accident, he he should be here.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for putting me on the list.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey, why would I go anywhere when Harvey's here?
Hey, Harvey.
Oh, hey, Spellman.
So, how you been?
Fine, I guess.
Okay, well, I just wanted to do a little check, you know, see how you're doing, see how you're feeling about us.
I didn't realize there was anything between us to feel anything about. Nice chatting.
All right, mission accomplished. No one's ever going to accuse you of being love-struck. Or polite. All right, I guess I'll see you at your game tomorrow.
Wait, you're coming to my game?
Of course, I always do. Wait a minute, we're still friends, right?
Still? I didn't think we ever were. In fact, I don't think we ever said two words to each other in high school.
Harvey, quit playing around.
I don't think I'm the one who's playing. What'd she do? Slip this in my wallet?
And it was like this photo meant nothing to him.
Just we confused. I thought you wanted Harvey's feelings for you to be snuffed out.
Well, I wanted his romantic feelings snuffed. I didn't want to snuff out our entire friendship. I can't imagine my life without Harvey.
And you are telling me this, pourquoi?
Because I need to know how to do your little hanky trick to put Harvey's feelings back. That's pourquoi.
I'm a witch, remember? But you know, if you undo the spell, your life will be out of balance again.
You know, I thought the circus was supposed to put a smile on your face.
You are confusing us with the carnival. I spit on the carnival.
And my shoes. Ta-da!
Nice. It's a little Vegas for you, isn't it?
Vegas, but hopefully effective.
Are you coming to my game tomorrow?
Jackpot. Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Oh, Harvey, I found this.
Hey, I keep the same one in my wallet.
I know, it's yours.
Because it's my best haircut. I show it to barbers all the time.
Harvey, it's okay. That was one of the best days of my life.
Really?
Yeah, really. But that was a long time ago.
I know. Look, I know we broke up a while ago, but to be honest, my feelings for you never really changed.
I know, but you have to let those feelings evolve. Otherwise, we'll never be able to move forward. And I might never be able to move across my bedroom again.
Easier said than done.
But why now? And why is this happening with Aaron? I've dated other guys.
Yeah, I know. But you've never seen this serious before.
Yeah, you're right. It is different with Aaron.
Well, I wish I could be happy for you, but I don't know if I'm that good of a sport.
Harvey, what are you saying?
Saying, I don't think I can do this.
Well, Harvey, wait! I guess you won't mind if I keep this. Oh, you know, just once I'd love to come in here and find you with your head in a lion's mouth. Anyway, I finally got my life in balance. So, you can put down those balls and watch me zip across the rope to the far platform so I can send you packing.
I'm sensing more bitterness than usual in your sweet, bossy nature.
Oh, good. I was afraid I was being too subtle. You know, I didn't realize that putting my life in balance would mean losing Harvey forever.
I'm sorry to hear that, mademoiselle.
Thanks. You know, it's really kind of hard to imagine. Could I please just finish a sentence? Hey, where's the net?
Your life truly is in balance. You won't need the net.
Oh, easy to say from the floor. Okay, you can do this. Don't look down. Remember to breathe. No, don't breathe. More steps. Ah! Ah! Harvey? What are you doing here?
You didn't think I'd let you fall, did you?
I don't know. I guess I... Well, I say one thing. Nobody retreats faster than the French. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would watch an action-adventure movie where a circus gets blown up. Repeatedly.
I'm definitely picking the videos from now on. So, you talked to Harvey lately?
No, not really.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Kind of.
No, I have had it up to here with your excuses. Don't look at it. The sun might melt it. Water might break it. And now we accidentally find ourselves at a hair club for men meeting? Forget it. I am looking.
In my defense, I had no idea what
I was doing.
See, I've already found the two clowns to star in my circus movie.
I love it.
You do?
Yes, and it's only fair that I return the favor and do yours.
Oh, that's really not necessary.
Oh, yes, it is.
The only way that could end is in tears. Harvey.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for walking off yesterday.
That's all right, I understand.
I don't know if my feelings will ever evolve, like you said, but regardless, I want you to know that I'll always be there for you if you need me.
Thanks. That means a lot to me. Well, you want to come in? Aaron and I are about to watch a movie. Or a murder.
Hey, Harvey. Hey. Maybe another time. I'll catch you later.
I know you always will. But maybe next time I won't be wearing sequins.
Little help.
Whoa. Bad date with the contortionist, huh?
Are you kidding? Best date of my life.
Well, you always were a little twisted.